ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। स्टेबल इनर पीस एंड हैप्पीनेस ग्रो इन द लाइफ ऑफ ए ह्यूमन बीइंग इन प्रपोर्शन टू द विजडम दैट ग्रोज इन हिम और हर। विजडम एंड पीस एंड हैप्पीनेस गो टुगेदर। And from one angle, wisdom includes knowing the truth that our stay here in the world is for a short time. It is temporary. And therefore there must be some deep purpose of the soul getting the chance of having the body of a human being. And the deep purpose is very clear. The purpose is that in this temporary stay here in this world, permanent truth can be experienced. That is possible in human life only. And by experiencing the permanent truth, call as God or Divine, whatever one wants to call, one realizes the fact that the seeker himself, herself, is also a part of that permanent truth, not separate from that truth. It is in this way that the sages of ancient times said that we are the sons and daughters of immortality. On the plane of the body, physical body, everybody dies. Death is unavoidable, essential also. But on the basis of spirit, called as Atman in Sanskrit, we are part of the immortal, unborn, infinite, conscious energy, truth, God. That experience happens in human body only. It is for this specific purpose that we have got this human body. And all possible time and effort should be given to realize this truth only. Performance of one's duty is essential for attaining this aim of life. Wisdom in life cannot be achieved, cannot be experienced without fulfilling one's own duties. Therefore, growth in wisdom and performance of duty in the world, they go together. There are some people who think that giving time and energy to worldly activities is useless. Then there are other people who think that all this talk of experiencing truth is useless. The greatest saints say that both these opinions, both these views are faulty, they are wrong. The right path is that there should be activity. One has to live in the world through work, and then there should be wisdom also. They go together. So this sphere of activity is also very important. About this, the saints have said that nobody can exist in the world without work, without activity. But then, activity may have two motives behind it. When activity is done simply because of one's own selfishness, worldly gains, then it creates bondage. When desire alone is the aim or is the motivating factor of activity, then it creates bondage in the person. But when activity is done with the motive of serving others for the good and happiness of others, then this very activity removes the bondage. It becomes a means for liberation, for freedom inside. So selfish activity creates bondage. Selfless activity gives us freedom. And for doing this service or selfless activity, one need not go anywhere to some special place. There is no some special work which is required to be done. It's only a question of change of attitude, the inner attitude, which makes all the difference. Everybody, most of the people or rather, live in the family. When people live in a family and members of the family have an attitude of becoming personally, individually, more comfortable, more happy than others, then in such a family, there is chaos. There is no happiness. In the same family, when a member lives for the comfort and convenience of others, then that becomes a place of festival in a way, a place for happiness. So a change is required in the attitude only. There may be a child. If the child is looked after simply because of attachment, and sometimes may be the expectation that when the child grows, will be helpful to me in my old age, for example, then it will create bondage and misery for the person. When the same child is looked after, is cared for, thinking that to my share, this is the form of God for service. I am only a gateway to bring the child in the world. But in fact, the child is nothing but God for me to serve. than doing work for the same child, he starts giving us liberation. This is all inner attitude. When somebody looks after one's husband or wife, though it appears one is looking after, but in the mind the motive is that she is helpful to me or he is helpful to me, useful to me, then one will not be happy. And when the same person looks after another person from the angle that I must make him or her happy, it is my fortune to serve him or her, God has given me an opportunity, then the same person will start becoming happy. So happiness exists in us, in our attitude. In the same way, these many negative elements in personality, they can be eradicated while living in the family. Saints have said, that nobody else is responsible for our misery. We ourselves are responsible, our karmas. A large number of people think that so and so is the root cause for my misery. I am unhappy because of him or her. This is not the case. This is not true. One is happy or unhappy because of one's own self, one's own nature. So this is an opportunity for improvement of our own personality, of our own life.